We're back to Padres Social Hour, broadcasting from the Peoria Sports Complex at San Diego Padres Spring Training.
Welcome back to Padres Social Hour. Joining us now, Derek Norris. Derek, what's going on?
Oh, not much.
Getting the spring in Peoria.
Getting
huh?
the daily work in before stretch and just trying to get everything loosened up and ready to go.
How's your spring so far? This is you're locked in as the starter. Andy Green said that multiple times. How are you feeling?
Pretty good. I think, my main focus so far this spring is to get on the same page as some of these pitchers, get to know some of the relievers as well. And there's a lot of guys that came into camp ready to go and looking to fight for spots and looking to have good years.
It's probably a weird analogy, but I think spring training probably for you is a little bit like speed dating with a lot of these new guys, the pitchers, trying to get to know them in short bursts. How's that work?
Never really heard it in that aspect.
You get new takes on this show. This is what we do.
But, you know, it's a good analogy. I mean, it kind of is. I mean, you have a small sample size to, you know, put your two cents in, you know, feedback on your behalf and, you know, getting to what to know what they like and don't like to do. That way they can go out there in the games and portray at their best and not, you know, throw pitches that they normally wouldn't throw just because you called them. I mean, it's kind of a chess match. Speed dating, I guess, would be...
chess sounds a little classier.
An appropriate thing. But, yeah, I mean, for sure, it's very challenging. But you know what? It's fun at the same time to be able to pick those guys' brains. And I get to pick up stuff on the way as well.
Give us a little scouting report, either relievers or guys sort of at the back end of the starting rotation, because that top three is locked in, and some arms in the bullpen are locked in as well. But who have you liked working with so far? Who's intrigued you the most?
You know, I think, you know, the three guys to me that have really shown some grit and some fire so far in camp, three guys actually fighting for those last two spots. You know, Maurer, who had, you know, good year last year for us and being a seventh inning guy. You got Colin Ray, who's put on some weight. Obviously, yeah. Everyone's seen the great interview he gave after the game one night. Stuff looks sharp, his velocity's up. And Robbie Erlin, who showcased some good innings for us at the back end of last year. And those three guys, I mean, really stand out to me. They've came in ready to go, and they look sharp.
The competition there is pretty heated, but also for the other catcher spot behind you, or spots potentially, Austin Hedges, Christian Bethencourt, Eric Kratz as well. Andy Green, like I said, has mentioned you're the guy, the starter, but what's it like working with those guys trying to find a spot on the roster too?
Yeah, I mean, you know, for me, it's not so much as competing for a spot. I think that a roster is made up of 25 guys, and you have to look at it like that, because in a situation where maybe a game I'm not playing in, I have to be able to help those guys in a situation where they may, you know, look for guidance or look for some type of help in a game. And if I am selfish and I don't help them, then I'm hurting the team. So maybe that one game could come down to, you know, the end of the season, because every game matters. And, you know, I kind of take that part of it. And, you know, you still can learn things from guys like that and to better yourself along with it.
What are some things you learn from those types of guys while you're here?
Well, I mean, one thing that I think I've already showed this spring was Kratz said something about throwing from the knees on pitches that are thrown to the plate that are down below. It's very difficult for us to grab it and set our feet and make a strong throw, especially on off-speed pitches. And I got into some routines over here where I just stayed down on my knees and made throws, and it's made it a little bit easier for me.
Got to ask you about that, because it's four guys as we're talking now that you've thrown out this spring from your knees. Is that just all arm strength, all core? Is that a lot more difficult for you, or is that a little bit easier, actually?
I think it's more of a rhythm thing. I think that, you know, any catcher, any legitimate catcher in the big leagues has the arm strength to throw from their knees. Biggest thing for us is how quick you get rid of it and how accurate the throw is. As far as arm strength, it's milliseconds that make up between a above average arm and an average arm. So I think that, you know, getting rid of it and doing the release and getting out of it and good accurate throw means more than actual arm strength.
Let's talk at the plate, because catcher is a position right now that offensively across the majors maybe is trending down. You can be a big plus, a big X factor for the Padres with what you bring at the plate. Do you carry more responsibility on yourself offensively, you think, knowing that?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a fine line, because as a catcher, and nowadays, you're a catcher first and a hitter second. And a lot of guys perceive that as the opposite. They want to hit first and catch second. And when you're doing that, you're not only affecting your career, but you're affecting that other pitcher that's out on the mound's career, because if it's unfair to him if you take your at-bats behind the plate, because now, I mean, it's he's not affecting your at-bats, so how is it fair for you to affect his pitching? So really balancing that and just trying to stay, you know, 50-50, you know, go when defense is over, okay, turn that switch on, turn that switch off and turn the hitting on. And when the hitting's done, turn that hitting off and turn the defense back on. So it's taken some time for me to adapt to that, but I think I'm starting to get a better feel for it and adapting to that as well.
Something you may have to adapt to this season as well, maybe taking some days off, you've mentioned to the press a couple times. Is it hard for you to throttle back a little bit when you feel like you can go every day?
Well, I wouldn't sit here and say, you know, I'm planning on having off days. I think that when it comes down to it, there were some things that I played through last year that maybe I could have taken a day or so to rest. But at the same time, everyone plays through injuries. It's not an excuse. I plan on being back there every day as long as I feel good. And then when the time comes where I'm a little banged up or something's nagging a little bit, then we'll talk about it and work through that as well. But as long as I'm feeling good and healthy, I'm hoping to be back there as much as I can.
We read earlier this spring in the Union Tribune, our friend of the show, Dennis Lynn, talking about your revamped diet in the off season. No pizza. Is that still going on?
I actually had pizza last night, so Ooh. It really wouldn't be a great thing to say that I'm off of pizza. But just minimizing that. I think that it's good to enjoy food because food's great. It's just
amazing.
It's not good to, you know, indulge on things like that, you know, 3-4 times a week. I think just, you know, picking a day where you're like, okay, we have a day game on Wednesday, off day Thursday, let's enjoy something on one of those days. And you know, when days come about, just sticking with the true diet that's, you know, filling your body full of energy and good proteins and carbs and stuff that's keeping you healthy.
Body by Derek, or diet by Derek.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but you know, we tried to clean it up a little bit, and I definitely feel more energy throughout the day.
How's wedding planning going?
Well, I'm absolutely 0% involved in that.
That's good for you.
So, yeah, but really, I mean, it's going good. I mean, we try and get a lot of it done in the off season, so during the season we can just kind of enjoy it and not have a lot of chaos going on. So, I mean, it's going good. It's definitely new. It's definitely not something that I ever envisioned as much going into it as it has. But, you know, it's fun. It's exciting. And hopefully we can have a good year and have something to celebrate on top of that.
Yeah, a big 2016 for you in more ways than one, we hope. Derek, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of spring.
Thanks.
All right, we're back after this on Padres Social Hour.
The Padres are getting ready for the 2016 season. And we'll be right back to talk about it more from the Peoria Sports Complex in Arizona at Padres Spring Training.